Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Oceania, the vast Indo-Pacific, and the sovereign states therein are in a contest between the United States and its allies and the People's Republic of China. The success that the PRC has had these last years is in the Solomon Islands. This is a group to the north of Australia, including Guadalcanal. But right now it turns on lawfare and the bullying of the People's Republic of China, trading with local politicians who have had their head turned by money and promises of more money by the People's Republic of China. I welcome Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, writing most recently in India at the Sunday Guardian about the arrest and persecution of two men from one of the islands in the Solomon Group, Malaita. This is Sudani, the premier at one time of Malaita, and his colleague Filu, both of whom were arrested recently by the authorities in Malaita, charged with unlawful assembly in 2021. This was during a period of upset when the Chinese had first moved in to influence the capital in another part of the Solomon Group. It's all very complicated, which is why I'm glad Cleo's here, because everything about this procedure by the authorities in Malaita looks either irregular or completely make-believe. Cleo, a very good day to you. We've spoken of these Sudani many times. However, here we are now in 2024. The Chinese have taken control of the central government of the Solomon's Group. There's a prime minister who does their bidding, and they're holding out great plums if the Solomons continue to follow their course. What is it that they've charged Sudani and his friend and his colleague Talifilu? What have they charged them with, and why? Good evening to you.
Good evening. They've apparently charged them with 3 counts of unlawful assembly. I say apparently because the entire booking process was extremely unusual. They were invited in. And then while they were being fingerprinted, they were asked whether they were guilty, non-guilty, or didn't want to enter a plea. Then they were shown the charges. Their photos were taken with the charges, but they weren't given a copy of the charges. They were told that the charges would have to go to a magistrate to be signed before they could actually get a copy of the charges. And then the police themselves released them on bail. The police paid for their bail to release them. And now they've got a court date for the 21st. And last I heard, they haven't actually received a copy of the charges. So you've got a situation where they're not really quite sure what they're defending against. I suspect that the police bailed them because if they had put them in jail immediately, it would have created such an uproar, including internationally, that more attention would have been paid to the case. I think they're testing the waters domestically and internationally to see what the response is to this attempt to neutralize these two pro-democracy leaders. And frankly, there's been a resounding lack of response from, for example, the Australians or the New Zealanders, who go around talking about rule of law and transparency and accountability in the region. And I think that unless there's more awareness that this is really a move by the PRC proxies to erode democracy in Solomon Islands and to really raise the cost of trying to stand up for your people, then it'll just get worse and worse and worse.
So we don't really know what the charges are. It's just talk, because they didn't give them any paper, any documents saying what the charges are. and there's no, they didn't have an attorney when they fingerprinted them. They told them, they asked them guilty or not guilty without an attorney present. Is that all correct?
Well, so they had, apparently they had attorneys, but it was, the whole process was completely irregular. And the, and those charges are on the bailing document, but they're not described. So they're not, they're, I don't know how they're supposed to fight this case, frankly. And the other odd thing is that they're being charged with unlawful assembly at a time when Daniel Suidani was the premier of the province. So if you were, it would be like charging a former governor of a state with unlawful assembly for a demonstration that was happening when he was the governor. One would think that he would possibly be the one to say whether something was allowed to go ahead or not. Also, it wasn't a violent assembly. There were, what was happening was, pro-PRC factions were trying to get into the parliament to put forward a motion of no confidence to get rid of Suidani. And the population put themselves physically in front of the assembly, especially the women sat in front of the doors so that the man who was going, the member of parliament who was going to try to lodge this no confidence motion couldn't get into the building. And as a result, so the police were involved to just broker a stand back of everybody. And at the end, the man who was this PRC proxy who was trying to put forward this motion apologized. And Suidani himself apologized to the man, and everything was peacefully resolved. So it's being reported as, you know, a riot. It's that's not the case, and so it's hard to know exactly how he could be responsible. First of all, for something that didn't happen, it wasn't a riot, but also that happened. That he would have been the one, I think, to give the permissions for these assemblies in the first place, if permissions were required. The whole thing is lawfare, frankly. And it's a testing of the resolve domestically, but also I think very much of the international community to see whether they're going to let these guys go down.
What do the Chinese want? Cleo, what do the Chinese want? What does Beijing want out of this? We have a couple of minutes.
Okay, so as soon as they did manage to get Suidani out, the first thing that they did was the Huawei survey crews went into his province, which he had previously said no CCP link businesses operated. They got rid of him, and then the Huawei crews came in, survey crews came in to start surveying where the Huawei towers were going to go in. They're also apparently sniffing around a deep water harbor in Malaita province. And two or three days after the arrests were announced, the PRC announced that they were going to be funding a road project. And the speculation on the ground and perception is very important. I don't know whether this is accurate, but the perception is that the PRC was asking for these guys' heads on a plate before they came in with these rewards for these projects that would help the PRC create a more favorable security environment for the Chinese state.
A deep water port, a road system, and a communication system all under the control of Beijing. Is that all correct?
That's correct. And they're also talking about being the ones to expand Henderson Field.
Okay.
I mean, Henderson Field is, I mean, many Americans died.
They're moving into the Solomon Islands group. Cleo Pascal reporting as it's happening in the South Pacific, Oceania, the PRC, the one that's harassing Taiwan, the one that threatens Japan and South Korea, is also threatening the people of the Solomons.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.